Yeah, always nice to finish the last, yeah. It's a grind out there, tough day. I thought the last 2 days were very difficult with the wind, you know, gusty the way it was, and the greens were quicker today. You really had to go and play an absolute flawless round to have any chance of catching those two guys out there ahead, and I think West Kenny's a couple under par today. So anything under par with that kind of lead is going to be almost impossible to catch. But, I was three under for a while and kind of fell prey to getting too aggressive and made a couple of bogeys. But overall, you know, a great week, fantastic golf course, tremendous championship. I think it's really the perfect kind of course for the Champions Tour to play. It's sensational. The membership was superb. The city of Boston's the best. My hats off to Kenny Perry and Kirk Triplett for both playing such amazing golf.
Looking at 16 numbers, that kind of startling.
I don't think you would have guessed that starting the week, especially with the way the wind blew the last couple days, 3 days maybe. You know, we played in the morning on Friday, and it blew pretty good then too. I really feel like, you know, you shoot 1, 2, 3 under par every day, you've played quite well. And to shoot 4 days, 4 under is really pretty spectacular. But, you know, that's Kenny Perry. That's the kind of player he's always been. When he gets going, he really gets going. And he makes a lot of putts. He hits it so long that he shortens up every golf course that he plays. So therefore, if the putter's working, he's going to make a lot of birdies.
You mentioned being aggressive at 9.
Not so much aggressive at 9 as I hit a poor tee shot into the rough and caught a horrendous lie. And I really couldn't get my club on it, so it was, happy to make a bogey there. But I, on the 11th hole, which I made a par on, I tried to get aggressive with a 5-iron. I hit over the back right, and the next hole, you had a pitching wedge to that front right pin, trying to get in there close, and I hit the very crest and came back in the bunker and made a bogey. And, those are all, kind of shots where if it were the first three rounds, you'd be aiming, past the hole or short of the hole somewhere just to, you can make a par. But when you're in a situation where you have to make birdies, you start getting more aggressive, and this course does make you pay.
This is usually such a different week, the U.S. Open. When you play well here, play well in one, how much do you pull going forward? What can you pull out of it?
I think a lot of times it's more about what you need to improve on. I came in here, played good golf, 8 under par, I think is excellent, excellent golf. Drove the ball great. I did a lot of things very well, but there's some weaknesses in my game that I really, if I can improve on those, I can, to really tighten it up and save myself, some shots. And, so that's what I kind of take out of weeks like this is just where are you letting your shots get away and what can you do to improve on it?
Tommy, let's see the Champions Tour come back to the area.
I'd love to play here every year if we could. Yeah, I think it's an amazing city and a great sports town. Just going all the way back for me to the Ryder Cup at Brookline, even to this day, when I go to dinner downtown, the golf fans all recognize me and they come over and shake hands and get pictures. And, it's that kind of a place. And I love it. I just think it's a great energy in the city and I'd love to be back more often.
You get over there, the country club?
I haven't been there. No, I gotta kind of keep it in my memory the way it was. And it's probably better. Like it's better by the year, Yeah, exactly.
Stretch.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Tom.